Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And that's Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin, who's back with us. Tyler, what's your reaction, first of all, to what you watched last night, man?
It was a tough pill to swallow for me. You know, the whole series, I always felt going, no matter what lead we had, I never felt comfortable. Ooh. You know, I really felt that they would come back and score that goal. You know, and that was, I think, the biggest difference from this year to their Stanley Cup team is I found they always found a way to lose the game, you know, either off a stick or letting the guy open, you know, where when they won and when we won, it was the opposite. We found a way to keep it out of our net to get that extra goal. So last night was a tough one to swallow for me, especially with those three guys, kind of their, I think, their last hurrah together. They've done so much in Pittsburgh for the kids in Pittsburgh. You know, you go to any rink and, you know, those everyone wants to be those three. So it was tough for me to watch.
Tyler, what was it about the series that had you feeling that way in each game? Like, is it as simple as, hey, Louis Domingue's pressed into duty for the majority of this thing? Or was it something else you were seeing that gave you that feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Well, that was definitely one of them. You know, obviously, I think he's a good goalie. But when you go from the AHL to the NHL and the pressure and that, I never felt any shot. You know, in that game six, yeah, they won by a goal, and there was that fluke goal off his chest, but how many posts did they hit, mm-hmm. you know? And then, again, they have some snipers on their team. You know, we made some, you know, I always thought, like, you know, as a third, fourth line guy, one thing you can't do is get penalties to hurt the team. And when you look at the last two games, you know, Erod, that's a tough penalty. I don't think it was, you know, they were calling it kind of, one, I don't think they should have called that penalty, but it was still a reaction. He was still looking for it. So that was a tough penalty for me. And then last night with McGinn, you know, trying to make a play at the line, you know, especially in OT, you just get a deep and go. And then, again, he's back checking. I thought he should have maybe dove for the puck mm-hmm. instead of kind of gorilla hug him, you know. So those were kind of some of the things that really stuck out to me.
Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin with us. Tyler, what did you make of what seemed to be the thing that stuck in Mike Sullivan's craw? Had Sidney Crosby upset last night? And that's the helmet rule. It comes off. Pettersson's got to get off the ice. They're in scramble mode. Rangers score a goal to tie it. And both guys were absolutely livid about that after the game, Tyler.
Yeah, I especially with the way they were calling penalties, right? Like, they weren't letting too many things go. And to watch the replay and actually see Lafreniere grab his helmet and kind of throw it. But I think the biggest mistake, and I think something that a lot of coaches and staff don't talk about,
okay.
is the ability to pick up your helmet if it does fall off and put it back on. You know, first thing, I just remember them saying, as soon as your helmet comes off, you got to go right to the bench. When you read the rules, you're allowed to pick it up and put it on your head and wear it. You got to do it upright and everything. But when you think about all those guys' chin straps are loose, they'd slip it right back on. And I think, again, when you think of how long it took Pettersson to get from behind the goal line all the way up to the blue line, what would be easier, to pick up his helmet, throw it on, and take 2 seconds, or take that 5 seconds where he's skating his butt off, getting Chris Letang out there, and Chris Letang's trying to figure out where he should be going, where – I think he should have picked up the helmet, played his position, and kind of figured it out on the fly. But again, that's me after thinking about it for half hour. You know, again, the game happens so fast, but that's maybe, I think, something that the whole league should really talk about is his ability to pick up the helmet and put it back on your head without changing. Because again, I never knew that until I literally read up on it like 5 minutes ago.
Tyler, what frustrates me is you said they're not letting stuff go, and it's like right there, like the original sin there is Lafreniere rips the helmet off. Like I don't know. That drives me nuts as a viewer that we're all talking about the aftermath. Should Pettersson have done what he did, or should he have done what you said, put his helmet back on? It just gets completely ignored that the guy puts him in a front headlock and takes that helmet off of his head, and nothing's called.
Yeah, and again, it's not like the ref wasn't there, right? The ref was in the corner. It happened behind the net. He had a great view for it. But again, when you think of teams that win, they find a way, either a big penalty kill. You know, again, when you look at the penalty, every time that they were on the penalty kill, like, I already felt like it was a goal. You know, it was like tic-tac bong. Like bullet in
now,
the net.
Now, what was wrong with that, Tyler? Were they not in the right places? Were there attempts to clear the puck? Was their energy not right? Like, you killed a lot of penalties. What did you see there that you didn't like on their PK?
I felt like they were rotating a lot. Like that D-man, when you watch when Panarin was shooting, the defenseman was the guy coming out. You know, usually that's the winger or like the two players. But I know they're really trying to take away Zibanejad and whatever his name is, you know, and it was just weird how they rotated, you know. And I think when you think of good teams on the power play, that's what they want you to do. Remember the old Philadelphia Flyers? They would rotate to get you moving, and that would open something up. And I just felt like we rotated too much instead of playing tighter in those little boxes. But maybe they had to, because again, they have some big shooters that can score from outside, so maybe they had to. But that was frustrating, you know. Again, it was. And it wasn't like it was a minute into the power play. You know, it was like 15 seconds. You're like, oh, my God. You know, it was, you know, and again, they do meetings for, you know, half hour before the games, kind of going over this stuff. And for that to fall apart that quick and score that fast, I'm not sure who's responsible. But that's, I don't know, someone's got to be.
Well, Tyler, the only thing worse than some of those penalty kills where they got I thought, like, late in the game in overtime, I thought New York would just request a 5-on-3 penalty kill for themselves because the Penguins weren't doing anything when they'd get a two-man advantage. Two straight games in this series, man.
Oh, my God.
What on earth is going on there?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're trying to play too pretty or what, you know. And, you know, when you think of... I always think, like, good power plays, they play that umbrella in the 5-on-3 and they just pound the puck. You know, I just felt like they're trying to make it too pretty. And I don't know, even the biggest thing I think I've seen all my coaches from San Jose to Pittsburgh to Long Island, the biggest thing they always said was, we don't really care if you score, but we need to get momentum off this power play. And when you look at the Penguins, it was the complete opposite. And again, that's another big disappointment in the power play, that they didn't get the momentum, especially on the 5-on-3. It's like it should be a shooting gallery out there.
Tyler Kennedy with us. Tyler, if there was somebody you work for the Penguins who said to you, we felt like the Sidney Crosby injury changed the complexion of the series, that a guy went in with an elbow, knocked out our star player, it threw us off in game 5, then we lose game 6 without him. If that never happens, we win the series. What would you think of that, and what can the NHL do to prevent plays like that from happening, Tyler?
Again, I would say that's an excuse. You know, when you look at other teams around the league, when you look at, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they just lost Braden Point for the last game, right? He hurt his knee. He was out for half the game, and they still end up pulling it out. When you look at Calgary Flames, they went to game 7 with one of their best player, with the Monheim or whatever. You know, again, obviously we're missing Sidney Crosby, which is like the best player in the league to play right now, and, you know, a legend and all that stuff. But it's on the other guys to step up, you know. And again, I still think when you look at the core guys, like, I think Malkin still played pretty good. I think Letang, you know, talk about a guy that you like, does it all and logs big minutes, is, you know, he's unbelievable. So I'd have a pretty long conversation with the staff and say, well, what's it next? Like, no one's allowed to get hurt. You know, it's a hockey game. You know, it's going to happen. And again, when last night Trouba stepped up on Sid again and kind of hit him again, right? Kind of, but it wasn't dirty, but he stepped up again. It's like all the guys know the big guys step up. When I played, it was like Cornwall. If you're on the ice, you get your head up, you chip the puck past them, you know. But again, like, it's a frustrating thing to see a guy like Trouba elbow Sid, you know, when you see how much it's done for the game, how they should be protecting their stars. Because again, when you look at guys and you look at kids or whoever going to the game, I don't know if they're looking for Trouba. I think they're looking for Sidney Crosby to put on a show, which he usually does.
Why do you think it is then that the NHL, it seems in these situations, Tyler, more often than not, it's not that they protect Sid, it's that they absolve the Troubas of the world of any responsibility here. Like, that's something as an observer that doesn't seem to make sense. Why do you think it happens that way?
Well, do you see who's in charge? When you look at who's in charge with George Parros, like, he was a tough guy. He played on the edge. You know, you would think if you want to grow the game like they do with skill and all that stuff, you would have a guy that played a little bit more of a skilled game, right?
Yeah, like you're preaching to the choir, you know, on this one, Tyler. I agree.
That's how I think. You know, you'd get a Datsyuk, you'd get a Kariya, you'd get a guy that played that high speed, that high level, you know, guys like that. Again, I don't know if you would pick a guy that made the NHL in fighting. You know, again, maybe one thing he is a smart guy. I think he went to Princeton or Harvard to go to school. But again, just because you go to school doesn't mean you know how to play hockey or you know that part of the game, right?
Well, I kind of feel like if somebody hired him and thought what you're thinking about him, like, he'll stick up for the tough guy. That's what he was as a player, which makes me think that the league almost is...
They want that.
Exactly. Like, precisely. They know the guy's background.
But when you look at the league, those guys don't sell tickets.
I agree.
You know, especially now.
So that's what we can't figure out here.
Again, like, put it this way. I do youth hockey. I do my own youth hockey in Tyler Perry Trade in Pittsburgh and all that stuff. I haven't seen so many kids try to pick up the puck and play that high-speed energy game with stick handling and all that stuff. I haven't seen one kid, like, going, I'm going to run this guy over. If he sticks out, I'm going to fight him. That is completely out of the game. So I wouldn't understand why they would be trying to build or stick up for those guys. Again, when you look at the Penguins, you look at, you know, some of those good teams, the guy that just fights or the guy that just plays that one way, like, there's not many of them. Like, look at Ryan Reeves. He had 4 minutes last night.
Yeah, he's most famous for what he's saying to those guys before the game when he's screaming the lineup announcements.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly, you know. Like, again, if the other team has a tough guy, there's a different story. But against the Penguins don't, you know. The Lightning may have a couple, you know, they have
Maroon,
but he can play hockey, though. He's good. You know, Tom Cecito, like, those guys aren't fighting like a Ryan Reeves. You know, like, that's just not going to happen. You know, they know he's more valuable on the ice to them than off.
How does this change then? So, like, this down this rabbit hole of why George Parros is running the show here and player safety, how does it change where you're starting to see, Tyler, like, what has to happen for the Sidney Crosbys, the McDavids, the skilled guys that sell tickets, that put butts in seats to be the ones who are getting protected?
I don't know. I don't know if it has to be a significant injury or something like that to be, like, really wake them up, or, like how hard would it be to have two guys in, you know, on the board or in control? Like, again, maybe you put a tough guy where he's protecting the guys that play a certain way, and then you have a skilled guy who played, a Datsyuk who really just played that real good skilled game on the other side, so they can have that little in-between. You know, that's why, you know, when you go to any company or whatever, they have a board of employees, right, or a board, so everyone has their own say, and they kind of go by a vote or whatever. Again, I don't know, I'd hate to see someone get seriously hurt because a guy's trying to, you know, take a guy's head off or, you know, make a statement or whatever. Because, again, when you look at how the game's growing in youth, kids want to see speed. They want to see stick handling. They want to see guys pick up the puck. They want to see the Sidney Crosbys, not the Ryan Reeves, you know, that, you know, again, look at that Zegras off Anaheim, you know, picking up the puck, like, again, that stuff like that grows the game, and kids want to see that. People, again, in Anaheim, which is a tough sell,
yeah,
you know, they're having a great attendance because they want to see this kid, see how he can reinvent the game, because no one has in a long time.
Tyler Kennedy, great Penguin with a Stanley Cup champion. Tyler, Sidney Crosby almost sounded crestfallen when he was talking about, almost cried when he was talking about playing with Malkin and Letang and how it's probably over with those two. What's your gut tell you on Malkin and Letang? You think maybe one's back? I mean, where do you come down on their future here in Pittsburgh?
For Letang, I you know, when you honestly, every time he played or touched the puck, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, he's gone. You know, he just played so well all year. He put up big numbers. He logs a lot of minutes. Like, I think Chris Letang deserves to leave and get paid top dollar for his probably his last contract of his career. So I think Chris Letang is gone. Do I think we would love to have him? Do I think he's one of the most valuable players on the Penguins? Yeah, but again, I think Chris Letang deserves to leave and get paid maybe more than he deserves in a town that, you know, that's willing to do it. Evgeny Malkin, you know, as hard as we are on him, he's still almost a point a game, which is tough. You know, when you look around the league, you know, if you look at a Philly, they would die to have a guy like that, a second line guy like that. You know, the only thing that that scares me is when, if those two leave, who's going to fill the second line center? You know, I think Matheson could fill what Letang does a little bit, but who's going to fill his spot? You know, but when you look at the forward lineup and when you see Malkin leave, if he does, I can't see Jeff Carter coming in and filling that
Me
spot.
Neither.
I think he's had too many hard miles on his legs. You know, you can kind of see it at the end here where I would say maybe he's losing a step a little, but he's still successful, but he's a third line guy now in his career. He's a leader in the room, but he's a third line center. You need a guy in a second line center who's going to be able to log a lot of minutes, zoom around the ice and be, you know, successful, put up some points. And again, I don't know where they're going to find that if they lose Gino.
What do you like? So the big debate is find the right price for him now, Tyler, at this stage. Like, how do you toe that line then if you're both sides between, we're not trying to lowball you here, but like, we've got to make this a little bit of a more affordable deal? That seems like it's going to be tough.
I'm not sure how much they're willing to spend, like how much money they have to play with. You know, I really don't. Like, do I think Gino will play for $5 million? You're out of your mind if you think Gino's going to play for $5 million. You know, he's still a really good player. He's still got experience. He's still going to put the puck in the back of the net. So for him to play for $5 million, when you look around the league, the players that are making $5 million, he ain't going to do that. You know, and again, this is these guys' last kind of crack at making their, you know, the last little bit of their money on your career. You know, again, like before, I feel in my day that guys would be a little bit more loyal because they thought there was always that second contract after this one, where these guys now are too smart. They know, hey, this might be my last one. I got to hit the lottery now because I don't know what's going to happen after. So I think, again, I don't think they're going to be able to keep any of those guys, even Brian Rust. You know, like, Rust deserves to hit the lottery. You know, he's put in his time, but are they willing to spend for a guy like that? Again, I think I'd rather find a centerman than keep Brian Rust. You know, I think you can kind of slide anyone with Sid and kind of be successful. Again, if you have that open line, second line center, you know, you get a team with two battle, you know, when you get a team like the old Penguins, a two-headed monster, they're going to eat you alive on the second line, you know?
Yep. Hey, Tyler, you mentioned you're doing some training stuff. Let all our listeners know what you're up to, how they can get your stuff, how they can get on board with Tyler Kennedy.
Yeah, I got on my website. It's Tyler Kennedy Training, and I teach everything from 6-year-olds right to 15-year-olds. It's been a great, great program I've started here all over Pittsburgh. I'm at Barrel, I'm at South Point, I'm at a lot of good rinks, and I have a great staff with me, and we know a lot about hockey, and We actually just had a, I put a lot of spring teams in, and we had our first spring team won a tournament this weekend, which was kind of a success because it put me in a little bit better mood last night. Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I feel I got a real passion for teaching, you know, it's a, that second challenge in my career or my life that I really enjoy, and I'm surrounded by the right people. So
good.
It's been a real success. And again, you'll see me all over Pittsburgh teaching a lot of great kids. So
that's awesome. Okay, what's the website again? Give us the Tyler Kennedy what?
It's TylerKennedyTraining.com.
Perfect. Tyler, you're the man. And, we love catching up with you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.